Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Human being, does it feel odd? Gathered around, waiting for words from beyond the veil. If that were the case, it would be odd indeed. But that's not the case. Well, this is not an energy from beyond, and some of you are beginning to understand and realize this. For the source of what you feel and hear on the stage through my partner is a source which is developed by the core energy of you. You might say that the very assemblage of old souls in the room who have given intent to open the portal is therefore creating the source of the channeling. My partner is beginning to understand and realize something, and that is he has never been able to channel out loud alone. Never. Channeling that he does when he is alone is not verbal. And this should tell you something about the process itself, that it is a culmination of intent of those who would be here. Now, the here is quantum here. For at this very moment, to me, I hear others. I see others. If you are listening to this particular channeling, and it is not occurring when you thought it would, that is to say, in your perception later, I am here with you. I see the listener. In real time. Dear one, you perceive these things as happening later, and I see them as now. For the energy is just as pure. For the one who may be reading and listening in your perception later, as it is for you. And so the group in front of me is far larger than what you might perceive. Dear human being, as you sit in the chairs in this particular room. And so it is a culmination of all those who are giving intent, and not just the ones in the chairs. And this then flies in the face of the logic of those who are reading and hearing in what you perceive to be later, for they have tuned in to something they think has already happened. Not understanding that they have helped create it. And so you have the paradox of time. What you perceive in a linear fashion is all at once. And this will be better explained by my partner at another time. All of this given to you now to say that this experience right now is precious and has been created by humans. You're not here to observe a man on a stage who is doing something odd. Instead, you have created the very energy that you have asked for. It is a confluence of energies that meld together and soothe that which you have come to soothe. We are together in this message. And the message today will be a combination of things, but basically a summary for you, a summary that is overdue. For the last months, I have been talking about the recalibration that is going on in this year. And we need to now stop and review. what has taken place on the planet that has brought you to this and what it means. And then uniquely, perhaps for your country, what it might mean. And so those who are listening who are not from this country, being Australia, can listen in a way that is informative, but not personal. But for the ones in the audience, right here, which you feel is your now, this is mostly for you. I know who is here. The listener, the reader, the corporeal human being. If I could tell you what I see and feel now, if we could stretch this into a place where you didn't need to eat or sleep and you were just here listening and I could review the lives before you, it would stretch into months. And the experiences here would give you chills. And you would see, as we open the jar of each lifetime, incredible beauty, endurance, passion of each. For the old souls that are present in the room, specifically in the room, have gone through so much. Each of you here, to the sound of my voice, all have gone through war. All. It is an interesting situation when I can tell you in a room that there is no newbie. This is a unique room and doesn't always exist. And that is to say, all of you have been here before. All of you. All of you. And you know it. Even the youngest of you, who perhaps is only tuning into this today, here, because they were hired to. I ask even you, does it seem like you just arrived on this planet? You know more than you should about the way things work. And you are an impatient one to get on with energy you know is coming. That is the sign of a human being who has evolved to being more conceptual and less linear. What is happening on the planet? The teacher Jorge wants you to think about what might not be linear solutions. He speaks of a change that might be far more conceptual than linear. And in that, he invites you to think in a way that you have never thought before. And that means information that would be a conceptual thought generated from the same facts you've always had, but with a different solution. And that, dear ones, has a name: evolution. What has brought you to this place? Why are you feeling, old soul, the way you are feeling? Many are here who understand fully what is going on, and yet many are not. Being an old soul does not mean you automatically are in a place where you are enlightened beyond anyone else or have had a life that is what you would call New Age. Because there are old souls sitting in this room in the now who are not really interested in anything that is going on here on the stage. And we have said this before. Some old souls are not going to awaken this time around. This is simply part of the training for next time. You might even say they're on vacation. And it is so. All of you are so different in the degree of a life that is measured, you think, by how much you believe you are being part of the revelation. Now, my partner, you did not do a very good job of that. So do it again. In the linear time frame of life, as you move through the years, there are some in here who are expecting what I'm about to tell you and others who are not. And some of you measure your lives by that which you believe is an enlightened state that is above last year or the year before. I would like for you to change that and not use the word enlightened anymore. I would like you to start thinking about your conceptual love quotient. How much do you really understand about who is inside you? And what does it mean? So let us regress. Humanity has come to this planet for one specific reason. There is a test of energy at hand. The test is not of humanity, it's of energy. Where will energy go when humanity is left alone so they do not recognize who they are? And what will take place as they recognize along the way either that they are part of the universe and divinity, or they're not? This, I would like to tell you, is the only planet of free choice at this moment in the universe. And it is the newest one to be going through this evolvement process in the universe at this moment. The teacher Jorge gave you something to look at today, and you chuckle. But how many of you looked at the timeline of when humanity arrived on the planet and saw an oddity in there? What took so long? If the planet itself is 4 billion or more years old, and has seen so much, including large mammals of the past millions of years ago, what took you so long? Why was it that human beings arrived in the state that you see them now at the last possible moment on the planet? Why didn't you have civilizations as you do now for the last several hundred thousand years? It makes sense that you should have. There'll come a point in time that anthropologists will ask a question that they are not asking now. And the question is, what took so long? Like a fine meal that cooks. I will tell you something. It was designed this way. And we have said this before, that the summary of that which is has intelligent life in the universe way before you, on purpose. And so when you think of those perhaps out there that might have had an influence on you, or perhaps have even been part of your creation story, they're hundreds of thousands of years older than you. And so you are the new one on the block, as they say. This ought to encourage you. And it means those around you that you cannot see, that are in a position to help, have been through it already. And I'm going to leave you with that thought for a moment as we continue the summary. 20 years ago, approximately the time frame that things started to shift. And that is because the potentials of what humans would do was starting to ripen and be manifest. You have had four other times, human being, where you could have graduated into the place of energy that you are now graduating into. And the fifth one is upon you that happens to correspond with that which you are now calling the galactic alignment. And it is the fifth time that humanity has been faced with what we would call a decision point. If you go back 50 years, I will tell you that the potential that you would be here now doing this was vastly different. And yet there were those old souls back then as well. We'll call it the old energy. And they were wallowing in it, trying their best to get above the fray of where the earth might go. 50 years ago, I'll tell you where you were headed. There was going to be an Armageddon. There was going to be a war. There were going to be nuclear weapons. You were on your way. Human rights literally going the other way they should have gone. Hatred increasing. Differences between human beings increasing. Weapons building increasing. And so it was an easy call for the prophets to say, well, you're headed in a way that you're not going to survive. And by the year 2012, the end would be here. The beginning of it would have happened approximately 12 years ago at the millennium change. And this is the prophecy that so many heard. And it found its way from the indigenous who also saw it to what you would call your mainstream belief systems who also saw it. To the prophets of old, even of Nostradamus, who also saw it. And so all of these things together, frightening indeed, had humanity ending about now. 23 years ago, I came into my partner's life, and the first words he heard from me when it came to the teaching that I was going to give him was this. And I said to him, humanity is changing. That the consciousness of the earth's potential is changing. And that there has been a shift that you didn't expect. And it's going to void the prophecies. And you will not have Armageddon. And I told him. And he wrote it down and gave it to you. That you would start to see a softening of the planet. And he wrote it down and he gave it to you. And I was not the only one. For others, both who were channeling and not channeling, who were simply intuitiveness, were giving you a similar message. And it was unbelievable to all. And then the things started to shift that you can say that you could see in 3D. Geopolitically, the world changed greatly. The Soviet Union fell over. And you're not going to find that in a Nostradamus quatrain or in Revelation or even in the indigenous. The potentials were there in a way that even we did not see or expect. So new has this been. And it corresponds with a grand galactic alignment. And so, this is the history of why I am here, of why the old souls are beginning to awaken. It is profound even beyond that. For some of you are sitting here because you manifested a change in your life when you started to feel that which is the shift and changed your own karma. Up until now, karma has been the driving force of change of humanity on the planet. It keeps you coming back and learning lessons. And we told you when we arrived that you could throw that away. Or suddenly, you could steer your own boat. Apart from that which you would call universal energy, you were starting to be able to manifest. Some of you have manifested right past the place where you would have death, and you're in this room, and I bet you, you know who I'm talking to. You know when you should have left with an old scheme of an old energy. And instead you're here, and you're here because you manifested it. The beginning of you feeling you had control over destiny. And the bell-shaped curve that would indicate who is going to have an accident, who's going to live longer, who's going to catch a disease, is all gone. For now, you can take it and design it to what you need. And what you need is to stay. And you're sitting here because of it. And so, what you now have in this particular energy, this day, is an earth that is far different than it was 50 years ago, where you can actually see the difference. You could look at history and see what has happened. A war is overdue, and you know it. World War was supposed to have happened again by now. You see, that's what humans do. And you didn't. Something is afoot. You're starting to see some other things take place, including in Australia. So let us move into the energy shift that is occurring and why we have been telling you that there is such a recalibration going on. A recalibration of all of you, of old souls, of energy, of humanity, of Gaia, even of love. A recalibration means a realignment of reality. The earth is starting to shift in a way that some of the ancients predicted it would and could, should it not destroy itself. One of the confusing issues that you still haven't figured out is the singularity of your bias grabs on to predictions and says, this is the prediction. Not understanding that even the indigenous gave you a duality, a polarity of predictions. Two, doom and gloom. Many times in the same priests would give the ones that also could be the other way around. And what you did was motivate to the doom and gloom and say that was the only one. Not understanding, there was always a duality. And you have chosen the one that is an increase in the planet's evolutionary process of consciousness. And in that process, you are planting the seeds that your mothers and fathers said would be impossible. Is it true, human being, that you might actually be the forerunner of a planet that will never have war again? A planet that will cure itself of disease? A planet that will have such a conceptual revolution of solution ideas that it will solve many things that you think are intuitively wrong with humanity? Is it possible you could be planting seeds so that the children that are coming in on this planet now will have a whole different concept of human rights? That by the time they're adults, they will look backwards upon what you have and say, that is barbaric. Is it possible? And I am sitting in the chair with my partner saying, congratulations. For this is the potential we see and have for more than 20 years. And so there is a movement afoot that we have talked about called the movement of the Kundalini of the planet. Some of the ancients called it the movement of the feathered serpent. This is metaphoric, all of it. For a world that is starting to balance itself, male, female, energy, not gender, energy. There is a feminine energy that you would relate to mother, and a father energy also that is male. And so instead of a gender balance, you have an energy balance that you would relate to male and female, but is not. It's about mother. And we have said this before, and it's difficult to relate to you in a way that is clear. For you want to genderize everything. Don't. It's not about man and woman. What do they do together? And that is why it is called the Kundalini. They create. And when the child is born, there is infinite love. And that has been out of tilt for eons. Because the northern hemisphere is the heavy hemisphere with population, that is where all of the wars have been of significance. They've started there. They've ended there. And that is changing. The very fact of warring is changing. And that starts to move the energy southward. And balances not only humanity's male, female, but also the energy on the planet moves southward. Difficult to explain why the planet itself would be involved unless you understand the realignment of Gaia, which we have described. Gaia is involved in human consciousness dramatically. You might even say that the crystalline grid of the planet, because it has symmetry, is also moving south. And it's going to affect all of you. All of you. So now let us speak of Australia. We've spoken of Peru, where we gave this message originally, saying that the wisdom of the womb, of the awakening of the Puma, was going to become the wisdom of Earth, and that it was about time. But what about you? For you are on the other side of the planet and in the southern hemisphere. Agreed, there may not be as many of you, but what about you? Is it going to affect Australia? And the answer is profoundly. What is in your country that you see as harsh? What attitudes do you see, perhaps, that you would classify as more male heavy or father heavy than mother heavy? Are you ready to see a change in that? And you're going to see it, and see it profoundly, in your politics. Expect it. And it will be slow, but what you'll see is a softening of attitude. What you will see are ideas that you didn't expect would occur. What you're going to see is an evolution that is elegant, that you didn't expect. Ideas from those who are coming. The land softens. And when that takes place, dear Australians, the ones who are hard won't like it. And so there is a battle brewing that is consciousness. And you'll see that too. But it's going to show itself profoundly. And you'll know what I mean when it occurs. And I said it before, the old energy wants to stay. It cannot believe that such a change could occur. There is what we would call the good old boys club all around the world, and they want to keep it just like it is. And when it's invaded by new thinking that is softer, that literally breaks up the club, they're not going to like it. And that is what will occur. In the process of this, there'll also be an acceleration of what we would call an economic meld to the rest of the planet. And some of you are not going to like that. For it changes that which you're used to, which many think should stay, but it cannot. Part of what the planet is going through is a realignment of civilization so that there'll come a time when trade is easier to the poorest and to the wealthiest of nations. It requires that all of them change. And in the change, you are starting to align what will eventually be a planet that can trade equally together. And when it does, and when it begins, you will start to see why you're not going to war with one another anymore. You can't. You depend on each other too much. Australia is isolated. The only civilization that owns its own continent. And therefore, you have been sufficiently happy to be isolated from all the others. And that will change. And there are some of you who are saying, thank God. And others who are saying, please no. I know this. Change is not easy. But what if I told you, dear ones, that in a generation or two, if I could take you there right now, you would see why. And you would see that the old souls here are planting seeds of consciousness for all. Not just this continent, but for all. For you are entangled with all the old souls on the planet. They need you. And you need them. It is a process that you cannot fully understand. But a process that is needed and necessary. What you do here, all will feel. If I told you, dear one, in Australia, that you are planting the seeds of peace in the Middle East because of your attitudes here and the softening of what goes on here, you would not believe me, and I'm telling you, you are, because you are entangled with them. And so this is what we see as the potentials of the future, and it is slow. I told you that there would be magnetics on the planet that would change, and you saw them change, and this is documented. I told you 22 years ago that there would be weather changes. Have you seen any in your country? How many times do you have to experience a 100-year flood in 3 years to understand it might just be so? And if you can see the reality of our predictions about the Earth and Gaia, perhaps you will believe us when we tell you that consciousness is shifting, and some of you are here just for that. The children lead the way. The young people, as they grow up in this fine land, will have a hard time with what they see as normal. Expect it. And they will lead. They will be the ones who will object the loudest. And that's what we see. Now, these are potentials. These are not predictions. There's other things on the earth for you to watch that we have told you about. We see something happening in Iran that is not what you see. Or in the Koreas. That is not what you would see. If I told you in two generations that they would get back together, what would you think? You'd say impossible. If 60 years ago I told you that the United States and Australia and Asia would be so interrelated and Japan would be the greatest of allies, what would you have said? You see, things do change, and it takes a while. So expect the same kind of thing, the unexpected, in a way that is benevolent instead of the other way around. And this is what we wanted to bring you today. Hope and change. But the old souls in the audience who have come this day to hear this, many of you, are here for that. This is why you arrive. And you are saying, well, what can we do? Specifically, Kryon, what are we to do? And I close with this. Australian, you cannot separate yourself from another old soul on the planet who is saying, what can we do? For the message is the same for all of you. All of you. All the old souls all over the planet. Can you feel this? You are allied with them, and they with you. Some of them listening to this right now, who will never come here, but they know who you are. They have something in common with you. They're going to plant the seeds too, and the way it is done at this moment in time is to leave this place or wherever you are and accept a compassionate action that changes how you respond to drama on the planet, to anger on the planet. Start seeing that which is a shift in you. Every single little step you take that changes you into a more master-like creature that does not anger, who sees compassion in others, even in your enemies, that is transferred to the planet, the very dirt of the earth. 16 centimeters below. And the earth responds. When the earth shifts, that means that those born on the earth will have that which you put there. This is how it works. If you generate negative energy on the planet generation after generation, your children will see that as normal. If you plant the seeds of compassion, the children of the earth will be compassionate. That is how it works. And this is what you're beginning to see, and you will see more of it as you go. I invite you, as the time goes forward, to watch these things occur and remember this day. And when you think you are in the midst of turmoil because things are shifting and changing in a way that may frighten you, I want you to remember this day, old soul. It's what you signed up for. And I want you to see it as different than the rest, as a shift that is occurring so that all things will be more balanced and the mother energy, the compassion of the mom who would never send a child into war, will be the compassion of all humanity. And that's what we see. My partners ask, he says, will I be here to see it? And I say to him, of course you will. You may not recognize yourself in the mirror. He knows he's coming back to participate. And I would like to say to you, so are you, all of you. This is a multi-generational change, and the souls in the room have signed up for it, and you're going to want to come. You wouldn't miss the finale, would you, really? You won't miss the finale, really. And you won't want to. And you're going to come back with better tools than you have now. And you're going to live much longer lives in far healthier situations when the earth has a total handle on disease. Can you imagine fresh water for everyone? Can you imagine energy that is not expensive? These are the things that are coming. Indeed, the greed mongers don't have a chance. They won't own them anymore, for they all belong to Gaia and the old souls who have spent thousands of years here. It's your time. This is what we see. This has been the summary of the day. And so it is.